Good morning. Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today we celebrate 13th week in Ordinary Time, in memorial of St. Junipero Serra, priest. Our celebrant this morning is Monsignor Lamorte. Mass is being offered for Henry J. Monaco.
Please rise and let us sing together our entrance hymn number 723, Praise We the Lord This Day, number 723.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who by your ineffable mercy have been pleased through the labors of your priest, St. Junipero Serra, to count many American people within your church. Grant by his intercession that we may so join our hearts to you in love as to carry always and everywhere before all people the image of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. As dawn was breaking, the angels urged Lot on, saying, "On your way, take with you your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of Sodom." When he hesitated, the men, by the Lord's mercy, seized his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them to safety outside the city. As soon as they had been brought outside, he was told, "Flee for your life. Don't look back or stop anywhere on the plain. Get off to the hills at once, or you will be swept away." "Oh no, my lord," Lot replied. "You have already thought enough of your servant to do me the great kindness of intervening to save my life. But I cannot flee to the hills to keep the disaster from overtaking me, and so I shall die. Look, this town ahead is near enough to escape to. It's only a small place. Let me flee there. It's a small place, is it not? That my life may be saved." "Well then," he replied, "I will also grant you the favor you now ask. I will not overthrow the town you speak of. Hurry, escape there. I cannot do anything until you arrive there. That is why the town is called Zoar." The sun was just rising over the earth as Lot arrived in Zoar. At the same time, the Lord rained down sulfurous fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heaven. He overthrew those cities and the whole plain, together with the inhabitants of the cities and the produce of the soil. But Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham went to the place where he had stood in the Lord's presence. As he looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah and the whole region of the plain, he saw dense smoke over the land rising like fumes from a furnace. Thus it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he was mindful of Abraham by sending Lot away from the upheaval, by which God overthrew the cities where Lot had been living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. Search me, O Lord, and try me. Test my soul and my heart, for your mercy is before my eyes, and I walk in your truth. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. Gather not my soul with those of sinners, nor with men of blood my life. On their hands are crimes, and their right hands are full of bribes. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. But I walk in integrity. Redeem me and have mercy on me. My foot stands on level ground. In the assemblies I will bless the Lord. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But Jesus was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. I'm told, or I read someplace, that on the Sea of Galilee, which I've never seen, but it's not unusual that violent storms will suddenly arise across the whole sea, and as sudden and violent as they are, just as quickly they move along, and they leave a nice calm behind them. Sometimes we have weather like that in New York City. I think even today, there are forecasts of where the rainstorms are coming from the north and the west and traveling across New York City. And then after that, the sun will be out and it'll be another beautiful summer day. So it's not unusual that in nature we deal with these unexpected things. You know, very significant is the power that Jesus has over nature, and I think that's probably the force of today's gospel story today, his power and force over nature. But I think more importantly is the promise that if we have faith in Jesus, then he could calm any storm, whatever it is, especially those that seem to affect us personally in our lives. Brothers and sisters, with trust in the Lord's goodness, we bring our needs and petitions before him. And so we pray for priests everywhere, that the Lord will bless and strengthen them in their vocation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For elected officials, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten them to lead with wisdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all affected by natural disasters, that the Lord will deliver them from danger and send them aid, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community of faith, that Jesus will give us the grace to become more like him in our words and our actions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who have died in the hope of the resurrection, that God will welcome them into his kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, look kindly upon our petitions, and in your infinite wisdom, answer them according to your will, as we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which the earth has given and human hands have made. Become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, through your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Lord God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings placed on your altar in commemoration of blessed Junipero Serra, so that as you brought him glory, you may, through these sacred mysteries, grant to us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For as on the festival of Father Serra you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. Teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Leo, our Pope, Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy, remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
On this day, we taught his
of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us sing together our communion hymn, number 672. O Lord, I am not worthy, number 672.
body of Christ. Let us pray. May partaking at the heavenly table, Almighty God, confirm and increase strength from on high in all who celebrate the feast day of Father Sarah, that we may preserve in integrity the gift of faith and walk in the path of salvation that you trace for us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go forth singing number 601, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, number 601.